Welcome back into Coffee Break. I'm Troy Shockley. Thanks for making us part of your morning schedule and sticking around and joining me today, making us part of her schedule, Marisa Diaz-Wayne. She's the founder and executive director of Merlin CCC. Marisa, thanks so much for sharing some of the morning today.
Thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
Man, you are more excited than Kurt and I to be here today, I think. It's fantastic.
I got a lot of smiles going on. I don't know what's happening.
I know. So. I love it. And we've got a lot to talk about today. First, I suppose, tell us a little bit about yourself and about how you got involved with this group and this whole thing that we're going to talk about. There's a lot to talk about, as I said. So.
Yeah.
Who's right. Marisa?
Who am I? That's a great question, right? Since we are all about
we're
philosophy.
We're talking philosophy, so
that's
who are
right.
you?
Who am I? So yes, let's see. I guess really my motivation behind Merlin. I founded this some years back. I'm going to bring this down largely because of the death of my father. I had a great deep love and respect for him and for philosophy, and really think it has a lot of practical application in our lives. So decided to take my academic training and love for philosophy and my papa and create an organization that ideally spreads philosophy in the community and allows people to live enriched lives and think deeply.
So when was that?
Founded in 2014. Okay. That was the whole paperwork deal. But actually, we've had our doors open now. We have an office in Reader's Alley for about a little over 2 years now.
Okay, so we're relatively new.
We are in the fledgling stage still.
Okay. And so what is it about you that decided, why philosophy? Right? I mean, because it's sort of, that seems a very narrow, that's a niche, right? Like, that's a very unique thing, it seems.
It is. And so, interestingly, though, it's a narrow niche with respect to business, but I think it's probably one of the most broad things we can ever do in general, because I think philosophy is very much the questions of life, and you can't get much more broad than that.
Sure. So, the group we're talking about, Merlin, it's CCC. What are the three C's actually stand for something, right?
They do, although I know most people just go by, call it Merlin, which is great. So it's counseling, consult, and community. Community is about 95% of what we do. Consulting is the second portion, and philosophical counseling is something that we will be offering in the future.
Okay. So. And you're a Helena-based nonprofit. As you said, you've got an office there on Reader's Alley.
Yeah.
But what is, here's another philosophy question. What is Merlin? I mean, it's one I'm not terribly familiar with, but as you said, you're relatively new. Mm-hmm. But there's probably a lot of others out there that are maybe hearing about you and your organization for the first time. So in the real world, what is it that you do?
Yeah, so real world stuff. So we create, develop, and provide unique and we think quite fun and accessible opportunities for people in the Helena community and all over, really, to engage, kind of do live and breathe philosophy. And so all of these things and activities really are designed for people to, of all backgrounds and ages, children to elders, and to supposed to be about sparking and encouraging the exchange of ideas, critical creative thinking and reflection, cultivating what we like to call philosophical sensitivity, reconnecting people with nature by way of doing philosophy in inspiring places, and Montana's perfect for that, facilitating philosophy to our every kind of matters of everyday living. So it's not just about, beard stroking. No, sorry, you have a beard. I looked right at you
right.
when I did that,
I
didn't I? Just because you got
a
great
bad
beard.
Thing?
No, you have a great beard. It's not about just beard stroking.
It does promote better thinking.
It does.
It really does.
I think you're right. but definitely translating these things that we think about into our behaviors, the decisions that we make, those are important things. So leadership and action, and then really community. So some examples, because that's still a little mm-hmm. nebulous. We do monthly think and drinks, always a fave. Philosophy walks, those are one of my personal favorites, including an annual Halloween themed philosophy walk for kids. It involves a hayride as well, so which is fun. Drive-ins, read-ins, symposiums, those ones tend to be a bit more formal. Community gatherings, editorial services, and fundraising. As well.
Man, for being so young, you're not starting small. You're not doing the baby steps. You're just all out there.
I don't mess around.
Right. So, but when we talk philosophy, I think that sort of conjures, stuffy libraries, maybe stuffy professors, right? the togas, of course. But your whole drive here is to show that there's value in this today.
Yes, that is a big part of it. Absolutely. I do like the togas. I think a big portion is, philosophy isn't meant to be stuffed away in a book on a shelf. It really is meant to be lived.
And so your mission, it sounds like, in part, is to make that accessible for people and make people realize that it is accessible.
Yes. Yes.
Cool. So,
and that we're all kind of natural philosophers, too. We all really right. do have these questions, but oftentimes children are awesome. Like, they are unfiltered philosophers. Oftentimes, as we get older, we tend to shut off or shut down some of those deeper questions, in large part just because there's other things that are occupying our time. And I'd love to be able to sort of help us tap into that again, because those are really inspiring and really impactful on what we do in our lives.
Yeah. Or maybe we're actually participating in that just without that title, right? We're not realizing this is actually what this is philosophical right here. We're just not putting that tag on it.
Yep. Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. I do think that there's part of that there.
So what does, you talk about embracing philosophy as a way of life. What does that look like when someone's doing that? I mean, what does that really mean, right?
Ooh, boy, I wasn't prepared for that question. That's thanks a lot. No, that's a very difficult question to answer because it's, well, it is quite complicated. So I think that philosophy as a way of life definitely involves more than just thinking, although it certainly does involve thinking deeply and employing a variety of different, I guess, philosophical methods. I want to say that I'm saying that loosely right now. But I think that it also, and very importantly, involves the ways that we behave in the world, sort of character attributes. Are we approaching things in this world with sort of epistemic humility, with a certain amount of grace? Virtues, I guess, would be a nice way to couch all of those together. Sort of a whole life practice that doesn't come overnight. And I think it takes a lot of dedication.
So then how can that, if someone is able to bring that into their life, how can it change that person's direction?
I think in many ways, what's pretty amazing about philosophy, if we're really embracing it in its fullest, is it can perhaps allow us to slow down a bit. As part of, I think an important part of life is really learning how to listen both to ourselves and to others. And that ideally will help us make better decisions in this world.
Yeah. So once again, just talking about the fact that it sort of has that immediate connotation of being sort of highbrow and, and inaccessible, but this is something that's important for everybody.
Yeah, I agree.
So one of the events, you talked about all these different events that you have and these different things that you do. One of the events coming up is a golf tournament. You've been doing this for a few years now. This is the third year?
Yes.
You've done this? And it's called Think on the Links Philosophy Classic. Tell us about this. What is this thing?
So, yeah, this is a fun golf tournament. It's a scramble, so which are always fun. We've held it at Bill Roberts Golf Course now for this will be our third year. And we do these as themed tournaments. So, yes, it's a fundraiser, so raising funds for organization and what we do is important, but fun is a big part of it as well. So this year's theme, we are doing, and I may stick with this theme, to be honest with you, because I'm digging it. It is togas and tie-dyes. So for people that are there, they could, I think, probably expect to see a lot of tie-dye t-shirts. You may see a few tie-dye togas out there, which would be pretty cool.
I like that idea, sort of combining the two.
Yeah, peace, love, and philosophy. That's kind of how we were doing it.
So what sets this tournament apart? I mean, as you said, it's a scramble, but you can find a scramble anywhere in the state almost every weekend in Montana. You know, there's golf everywhere because we only have a few months where we can do it.
Yeah.
So what sets this one apart from the others?
Well, in some sense, what the proceeds are going toward, I think it's definitely very unique. And then secondarily, I don't know if I've seen another golf tournament with togas and tie-dyes out there. But yeah, everything that we've put together for this tournament has been to really cultivate people coming together and enjoying one another in conversation and giving back to the community.
So there are prizes and that sort of thing for top? I mean, what do the winners get on this thing?
Ooh, yeah. So we have prizes for the top three teams, pin prizes, and goodness, almost 20 raffle items that people have donated in the community. Your top prize is for the top team are getting, each of them are receiving stay and play packages, which are a free night hotel. And then this is out in Virginia City area from Montana Heritage Commission. Helena Motors has been huge. Oh, yeah, this should be a good opportunity for me to just say thank you to some sponsors.
Yeah, absolutely.
Who have just been with us for 3 years now. Helena Motors has been huge. This year they donated over $940 worth of services, which is pretty cool. Practical stuff, moving in, mm-hmm. oil changes, full details. Signs now Helena, Anderson, Zermelin, McDantum, Brecky Excavating and Construction. Our breweries, 10 Mile Creek has been there since the beginning. Blackfoot Brewery, Lewis and Clark, Snowhop, new on the scene this year for us. The Sapphire, Carmadillo's, and Brewhouse Pub and Grill, and so many more. But
right.
Yeah.
So what's the feedback that you've gotten after the previous tournaments? Because starting something new is always a little intimidating, and you always learn things
yeah.
as you go. This is the third one now, so you've learned a few things. You've gotten some feedback. What have you heard from folks about this tournament in the past?
So in terms of how things were structured, the things that people loved was the fun, which was great. 9 a.m. apparently was a little bit too early of a start, so I have moved that to 10 a.m.
You can't think quite at that point.
Exactly. And this is still sort of a work in progress. Just because I love a good dress-up party doesn't necessarily mean that everyone else wants to, so I've toned it down to something a little bit simpler so people don't have to go out and get so much stuff. Almost everyone has a tie-dye shirt,
right.
So it makes it easier.
So can people still sign up for this thing?
They can. So today and by tomorrow, end of day.
Okay.
So we still have a little wiggle room, and individuals can sign up to play, teams can sign up to play. It's really a great time, and you can do it online on our website. Bill Roberts has some sign-up forms as well on their billboard at that site.
Okay. Yeah, because we talked with Rob in the first half that Helena is just notoriously slow for signing up for things. We like to do it last minute for some reason, for everything.
Yep, I've had that experience as well.
Right. So you have until tomorrow to yep. sign up for this thing. Again, it's coming up on Saturday. It's at Bill Roberts. You can get out and check out the new Muni Grill out there. All the stuff that they've done out there is fantastic.
Yeah, and we're actually having, right after the tournament, we'll be having our post-tourney awards ceremony with appetizers and all the fun prizes there at New Grill. So.
If people are interested in Merlin, they want to find out more. Maybe they already know, hey, this is my kind of thing. I want to get involved. What can they do?
Well, in terms of volunteering or just coming and participating?
Either or.
We do have on our website, we do have an events calendar that lays out pretty much what we're doing for the rest of this year. And then we'll be adding a few more events. So please check that out. That's www.merlincc.org. So if there's anything that sparks your interest, these are all free events to the community. So that would be one way. Volunteering as well. We are always looking for individuals that are interested in helping us out and giving back to the community. So contact us directly or contact me directly.
Okay. And you said, you were telling me you have something coming up, and I think you mentioned it earlier, starting up in December, you have some walks coming up.
Oh, yeah. Actually, so we have a three-part fall philosophy symposium walk series. And so that actually, the first one starts September 9th, and then our first symposium will be the 20th. I'm really excited about this one. So the topic we're going to be exploring is the environment, ethics, and stewardship, which I think is extremely relevant. And mm-hmm. We've set it up so that the first of the three series will be discussing public lands versus private lands, and then couched within that are some pretty deeply philosophical questions about rights, individual rights, collective rights, indigenous rights, does nature have rights? So this first walk on September 9th, we'll have Shane Doyle and Edward Glowinka will be our guest speakers, and we'll be out in nature walking and discussing some of these questions. And then September 20th, we will be at Carroll College, will be an evening symposium, and we have six amazing panelists from a variety of disciplines set up. They'll be doing roughly 10 minutes a piece, kind of from their particular perspective, and then it'll be open to free-flowing Q&A with the audience.
Okay. And then there's a third part sort of down the road.
Yeah, well, there's actually there's a walk and a symposium for each of those sections.
Okay.
So we'll have another one in December and then another one in March, and it will be on different topics within that larger umbrella.
What does the walk look like? I mean, is this just wandering around on a trail and chatting with each other? Or I mean, what do these look like?
There's a little bit of that. There's a little bit more structure than that, but it is definitely meandering and wandering out into the wide open. When we have guest speakers, we'll have particular things that they'll be discussing at stops along the way. We very much encourage people in between those stops to do whatever it is that makes them happy outdoors. Some people like to chat with one another. Other people like to ruminate or just mm-hmm. take in the
just
surroundings.
Be there.
Yeah, and all of that's I personally love philosophy walks because I think being outdoors, there's something really conducive to being outdoors and thinking deeply about, and this can happen whether we're solo or with groups as well.
It just sort of turns you inward right?
Absolutely.
I think everybody that's ever been in waders and fly fishing has experienced that at some point.
I 100% agree. Yes.
Yeah. That's one of the best times. I love being in waders in the middle of a stream, just being there and realizing I've been here for an hour. Where did that go? Because you were just turned inside and thinking.
Yeah. Our experience of time definitely changes when we're in these different modes.
Yeah. No, it's very cool. Marisa, thanks for coming in today.
Thank you so much for having me. I really appreciate it.
Yeah, absolutely. It's a great organization. If people want to find out more about Merlin in general, just real quickly, where can they go?
Our website, merlincc.org.
Super easy. Yeah. You don't even have to think about that right. One.
Or visit us too. We're at 119 Reader's Alley.
So. Okay. Fantastic. Thanks for coming in. They got the event coming up this weekend. Think on the Links. It's golf. You know you want to play. Get out there. It's going to be at Bill Roberts. Check it out. You can only sign up for this thing until tomorrow. So don't wait around. I know you want to wait around. You can't do that. But that's all the time we have for Coffee Break this morning. Can't wait around here either. It's presented by Mountain Dental, 443-1419. Coming up next this morning, it's the latest from ABC News. And then John Arneson's going to be on with Voices of Montana. Chatting with John today, Kathleen Williams. She's the Democrat challenging Greg Gianforte for his seat in Congress. She's going to be chatting with John. You don't want to miss that. For our producer this morning, Kurt Kittleson, I'm Troy Shockley, wishing you a fantastic Tuesday morning. And we'll see you back here same time tomorrow.